All right, y'all. What's up, y'all? Ew. Free Read Friday start today. We are actually, what the hell? We burnt that both ends. We are actually going to talk about something my father calls the King Syndrome. And the King Syndrome is when somebody thinks that you're doing something to them because they are doing it to you. Okay? My father got this message, got the King Syndrome, the name of it, I assume. It's basically from Cain and Abel. He told me that when Cain and Abel, Cain was like upset at his brother. He thought his brother was doing something to get accepted by God, to get his gift accepted by God. So he ended up doing to his brother what he thought, to destroy his brother because of what he thought. It's a Cain syndrome. He thought he was doing it because they were doing, because he was actually doing. He that's why he had to sneak and see what Cain was doing. What make you so damn special, my nigga? Basically. And so that's the Cain syndrome. And I'm going to do a King Syndrome reading because something different. I don't think nobody picked this up yet, so here we go. King Syndrome. We're gonna find out what it is. As y'all know, each and every reading that I do is for entertainment purposes only. Miss Complexity in the building and finding out about the King Syndrome. Let me get my cards together because obviously that ain't for happening right now. I have to cut all that part out. And you know, I ain't got no damn space on my phone. Oh my God, I forgot to cut the space off my phone. Fuck. Hold on. I'm gonna have to cut the space off my phone because I don't want my shit to fall off. And I know I'm doing a Cain syndrome reading. Hold on. There we go. All right. I got rid of 480 something. Right. So we're trying to find out here about the Cain syndrome. This is a general read, please. Just a free general read. We're gonna find out who, what, why, where, and the outcome. All right, as you know, each reading that I do is for entertainment purposes only. I am not responsible, but you are for your own actions. I'm not a doctor, lawyer, police, law enforcement, none of that. I am a karmic self-healer. And you know where to find me in the description. All right, y'all. Let's go ahead and get three. Let's see. Who has the Cain syndrome? Look at this. It got the Seven of Swords in reverse. Is what it is. Ha. So we got a Gemini, Libra, and Aquarius, maybe. That might be having the King Syndrome. What is their plight? Like, what is the deal? What is their plight? I'm being told to put these down. What is their plight? Okay. What are they doing? Yeah, that's what you want to know. You really want to know what they doing. What are they doing? What are they doing, spirit, please? Yeah, what are they doing? Only take jumpers if y'all don't understand. Something about inheritance, family and job, security, affluence, stability. Oh, so this person, a Gemini. Okay, so this air sign is trying to ward off some things. Something about inheritance, something about family. What they doing? They're trying to mess with, oh, they're trying to mess with. They want to get it back. Yeah, they're the ones causing conflict and problems. They're causing conflict and problems. They're stealing. They're angry. This is an Aquarius, possibly. Yeah, air sign. They're angry. They're angry about something. They try to take somebody's inheritance, somebody. They try to take something from somebody in the collective. Try to take something from y'all. Look at all these swords. It is definitely a air sign. Yeah. Tried to stab you in the back 10 times. 10 times. But you overcame every last one of them. They did everything that they could possibly do to you, and you still survive. They're going through a lot right now. They're having financial situationships, ruin. Why they did this? Oh, they coming towards you. They coming towards you to tell you what's up. They coming towards you, but they taking, they dragging their motherfucking feet. They slow as hell. They want to put this situation to rest. They want to. They've been going through a lot, y'all. Whoever this is that's been doing the Cain syndrome, they did so much to you that now they're catching. They're catching the burnt end of it now. They're catching the burnt end of it, and so they're really upset right now. But they wanna come towards you to let this stuff go so that they can feel better. They can get it off their chest so they can start healing, feeling better. Tell them they can gladly sign up from the website www.misscomplexityllc.com. And I do one-on-one. Or you can just get started with your karmic healing. For real, because no. So why are they doing this? Let's see why they're doing. All right, so why is this air sign basically having such a hard time here? What is their bite like? What is the problem? Like, why are they doing it? Because they doing a lot of sh they did a lot of stuff, and the only reason why they want to come back to you is because left behind ain't nothing they can really do now. You survived everything. It's like wasting my time. You got a negative Sagittarius in the mix here. So why are they doing this? A Libra, a preteen. No, well, not a lot of preteen. Something that happened in June. Yeah, that's Gemini. That got to do with it? Something about a sister. What they got to do with it? Somebody's sister. And somebody's son. There was a lot of your friend, a lot of people involved in this. They just want to have skin, something they did this month, or this month they looking at something that's happening. somebody they were dealing with in their 60s. Come on. Somebody said, I'm done with this. They up dealing with a Scorpio or a Gemini. Somebody decided to back off all their stuff, whatever it was that they was doing. And they doing it because of all these people, of all these situationships. Somebody said bye. Somebody felt that they was being left behind. You left them and they got mad. You denied them. They got mad. And then they went to go talking to other people about it. And these people wanted to, I'm gonna get me, wanted to get back. I wanted to get back to you. Hold on, y'all. Yeah, around with the Eastern Star and a Virgo. Give me a second. All right, we back. So this Kane syndrome thing, it seems like this person definitely was hot over something that you did, collective, and apparently they was mad because you left them, so they went everywhere, telling it to everybody, lies and stuff to everybody, and putting all these other people involved, and people that didn't do the job. They paid a freaking neighbor or a friend to watch you. They were doing too damn much, all because you turned your back on them or you left them behind. You went on about your freaking way. Yeah, your lane behind. So they up here doing, they think you doing something to them while their intern is doing something to you. Don't be putting your freaking problems on us. You got the love. Oh, I'm sorry. I know my head wasn't in this whole thing all the whole. You got love. Again, they paid the neighbor. Oh, my eye. Got stuck in my eye. Oh, these fell over here. They was messing around with the Aries. Dealing with people from California. This is what I'm talking about. They put too much into stabbing you in the back over and over, over and over and over again. And each and every time you survived it, you survived it each time. And now they don't know what to do. Like, they don't know what to do. Somebody don't want your man, somebody stepdaddy in it, somebody drives a Kia. I love Kias. Uh-oh, somebody work at the post office. Don't tell me they were stealing your mail too. Don't tell me these motherfuckers were stealing your mail too. Oh Lord. So let me one more and see what happens. What else? I go for the outcome of this craziness when taking all that's way too many. Something about a father. So it could be a father figure that was in this helping. Could be your father figure. Could be the baby daddy. Could be whatever. But they was mad because you left them. You moved away. You decided to go. I can't stand when people get like that. I can't stand when people get like that. I don't know what makes them think that they can control. And then they go and tell all these other people, mice, definitely yip yapping. This person is nervous now. Why he nervous? Why he nervous? Uh-oh, something about a kid. Did this nigga, oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Don't be mean, rude, but did they go off and have a kid? What happened? What's this kid? What's this child? What's this child? Okay. He nervous about, or he or she nervous about a kid. What? He nervous about everything coming out one. Yeah. But he looked like he's nervous about a kid. But I'm not understanding a star. Is the kid going to be a star or something or what? Let's go ahead and see. What advice Mosagaga has for this situation? Cause it's pitiful, if you ask me. It's pitiful here. They didn't did whoever this air sign is. They with the King syndrome thought you was doing dirt to them, so they went and started doing dirt to you. You ain't do nothing but leave them. You left them, and they felt that you did something to them. You was doing something to them, so they was trying to do a lot more to you. I mean, you are a minor of these people. You still the childlike. You still the star, and they nervous about that because that's what they wanted to be. They thought that you was hurting them, like you was getting in the way of this. What's this? A Taurus. Either you could be a Taurus, they could be a Taurus. They was working with a Taurus. They were working with a lot of daggone people here. Here they are. Okay. Something about leadership and creativity. Another thing about child. Do what you want to do. Do what you want to do. It's Leo energy. But still, you do what you want to do. You feel me? You're a leader. That's what you are, and they're afraid of that. They don't want you to be a leader. They don't want you to be, you're gonna leave them behind if you do that. They want you to stay stuck in the past too. Look at this, a Scorpio. That's the second time a Scorpio done came out. Pluto. As if it's definitely an air sign. That's y'all. They think you guys are doing something to be famous, and even though they did all this dirt, and now they possibly realize, yeah, dedicated, you are dedicated to achieving your daggone goals and everything that you freaking focus on. That's it. Guess that. You are a leader. You are a leader. You are doing what you're supposed to do. And these people with the King syndrome, mad. Why can't I? Could have. You've been stabbed a bitch in the back so many times, don't nobody want to be bothered at this point. Y'all, I'm sorry for y'all. Taurus, May 2nd, my birthday. Ah, okay, I'm tripping. Yeah, that's all y'all, oh well. That's the outcome for the outcome of it is you're gonna be the star regardless. Their whole King syndrome is the fact that they thought you was doing dirt to them. That's why you being famous and stuff, you being in a leadership role, but then so they was trying to stop and block all that stuff from happening, and they told everybody what you did, just walked away, trying to make everybody believe the lies that they told, and apparently everybody now don't see that happening. It's the truth. The truth came out. They done stabbed your ass in the back too many times. People are walking away from them, and they're tired. They coming in, but they ain't coming in quickly. They're coming in to tell you, look, I'm sorry. That way they can heal. They tired of hurting. Whatever they did that they was doing to you has gotten done to them, and they can't handle that. They can't handle it. So, the Seven of Swords in reverse. Sadness, sadness, sadness. But yeah, basically that's it, guys. This person who happens to be a air sign, They have the Kang syndrome simply be been doing things such as stopping and blocking your process or progress. They've been messing with your mail, telling lies on you and all that good stuff. This is what they've been doing because they think that's what you've been doing to them. Okay, that's what the Kang syndrome. That's the syndrome. That's what they think. You have been doing it to them. They've been stabbed you in the back so many times, it's ridiculous. But then the only reason why they're doing that is because they see that you are growing. They see that you are a leader. They see that you are who you say you are. And people are noticing it too. They can't stop that. They can't block that. It is what it is. Okay, so what's going to end up happening to these people at this point, at even right now, I really do believe that more than likely this person is feeling the effects of everything that they did to you. Okay, everything they wanted for you, stopping and blocking your money, stopping and blocking your resources, all that good stuff, all that stuff is happening to them. And outcome is you are going to go ahead and be that star. And they are going to go ahead and have the issue. So, what I'm best is to tell you to keep going and keep doing what you've been doing. Don't worry about these fools because God got them. They so sorry. They can't even come to you fast enough to get the thing lifted off of them a little bit. But hey, that's their problem, not yours. You keep it moving and life is as it is. That has been Friday Free Read number one. And I'll holla. Deuces.